Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back on a Monday here, 11:05 on KMBZ. Spending some time today talking about events from the weekend, and particularly here for a bit, recapping the protests from Kansas City and the plaza over the weekend. And among the reporters who were out on the plaza last night and through the day yesterday was our friend Matt Fleener, who joins us from Channel 9. Thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me this morning.
Can you first off just describe the evolution of the day from where you guys were for the day?
Yeah, sure thing. So we got to the station around 12 yesterday afternoon and went down to the protests, which were scheduled to start around 2 o'clock. We got down there about 1, and there was already a really sizable crowd there about 1. Very peaceful. They were listening to speakers. In fact, Representative Emmanuel Cleaver spoke to the audience as well. You know, it was a very calm situation up until about 3 o'clock. Then some of those protesters started marching, and then some went up to J.C. Nichols Parkway and sort of faced off with police. And it was just sort of that back and forth for a few hours there. And then toward 8:30, that's when police actually started to do some tear gas and try to disperse the crowd because, of course, you remember that curfew was at 8 o'clock last night, and they declared an unlawful assembly. Started doing some tear gas, and that crowd pretty much dissipated, I would say, 11:30 to midnight last night. So quite a turn of events from earlier in the afternoon to late last night.
Matt, there's a there are so many theories. You know, again, everybody's got theories about why things happen the way they do. But I'm curious, did you notice anybody new coming in? I mean, were the faces in the crowd the same at 9 o'clock as they were at 8 o'clock?
You know, it's honestly very hard to tell. I mean, in terms of who was there at 1 versus who was there at 9, I think what you can see is that, or what I can report at least, is that we did see a lot of people leaving the protests right around 4 o'clock when it was scheduled to be over. But there was quite a sizable crowd that remained and kept going. And so, I think protesters definitely were agitated. As they reached sunset, as they reached that realization that, hey, the curfew would be set into effect, there were a lot of people who just said, you know, they can't put some sort of artificial curfew on us, so we're going to remain out as long as possible. The crowd definitely got a little more agitated as night came.
Matt, we were talking about this, and we couldn't figure it out, and several of us from KBZ were out also at the time that the first tear gas went off, 8:15, 8:30, whatever time that was. Sure. And we couldn't tell from looking at the crowd or from hearing it, maybe because it happened so fast, what incited, what kind of set the crowd off? I remember seeing, you know, bottles of water thrown at police, and police were on the bullhorn warning about the unlawful assembly. But do you have any idea what sparked things to kind of make a turn there around 8:15, 8:30?
You know, we were toward the back of the crowd. It was as we were marching up on Main Street. My colleague Bianca Beltran was on the balcony of Community Christian Church, which provided us a literal sanctuary last night for some of the media. And she was getting bottles of thrown at her and some of the other media members up there, some rocks thrown up toward the crowd. So I really do think that it was just this realization that, hey, we don't want this artificial curfew on us. And there were a few things that happened. They started throwing bottles, and then the tear gas started. And I think that tear gas, if I remember right, Chris Katz sang to us last night, it was 8:21 is when the tear gas started. And then from there, it just sort of took off. And, you know, of course, you saw a lot of graffiti. You saw, you know, burning vehicles. And it was a difficult night for a lot of people. So.
Well, and going back again to the evolution of the day and how things were going at 1 o'clock, I mean, you have the opportunity to reach people on a direct basis, which is something we don't get very often. So in those interviews that you were conducting and the people that, you know, not even interviews formally, but just people that you were talking to in the crowd, what was their sense of what was coming? Did you get into that with a lot of the people that were just walking by?
You know, it was really interesting. As we were walking with that main group on Main Street, I remember it was after 8 o'clock, and I don't think they exactly knew what was waiting for them when they were coming back south on Main Street as they approached J.C. Nichols Fountain, right? So I'd heard in my ear, my colleague Bianca Beltran, she was reporting that police were putting up tear gas for some of the few folks that were still around J.C. Nichols Fountain, but I was actually marching with the main group of people who had left Mill Creek Park there and were coming back. So I don't think they exactly knew what was going on as they approached, but they certainly realized once they got back down toward Main Street, right in front of the church, right in front of the fountain, that, hey, police, they definitely wanted people to disperse. They wanted people to leave because it was that unlawful assembly that they had declared.
What was the mood like? And I ask in part because at some point in a tweet last night, you used the term facing off with police. Mm-hmm. And I used the term standoff a couple of times because that's how it felt. There were several times, even when I was out Friday, you know, you had people who were directly yelling in the faces of police officers because they knew they could and because they knew that there wasn't a lot that they could do about it. Can you just get into the mood a little bit about what was going on?
Yeah, and I think you saw some of that face-off or standoff, you know, back and forth at several different points around J.C. Nichols Fountain. I mean, if you really think about the geography of where the police line was, they were trying to protect the plaza. They were trying to protect businesses from getting looted and rocks thrown through them and that kind of thing. And by and large, the operation to protect those businesses worked last night, not as much on Saturday night. But the mood was extremely tense. Around the south and west flank, for lack of a better term, of that police line and the protesters, and then as that 8:30 mark approached, you saw that that protesters would move in, and then police would put off that CS gas or tear gas, and then protesters would go back, and then they would move back in, and it was just this constant, hey, we want to make our voices heard and police pushing back. And Captain Dave Jackson actually said last night, there was this idea that, hey, police are just getting water bottles thrown at them or just getting rocks thrown at them. Why did they have to put off the tear gas? And Captain Jackson with the Kansas City Police Department, he pushed back and said, that is an agitation and that is dangerous for our police officers. And so that's why they used the force that they did. So, yeah, definitely some tense moments around those lines last night.
Matt Fleener's here with us from Channel 9. And Matt, I'm glad you brought up Bianca Beltran because I saw some of the video of her last night on that balcony. She was up there because she and her photog got a nice shot of that tear gas. And I'm curious. I mean, it's always – that's – part of the hazard of being out there and doing that duty. I'm sure you've had experience with that as well. But when it comes to the attitude of police dealing with the press covering events like this, we've seen a very wide differentiation, a wide swath of differentiation around the country for whether or not that's going to be tolerated. What's the relationship been like here with people like you who are out covering this event from the police who are trying to keep everything under control?
Yeah, we have a very solid working relationship with the police. Of course, we are there to be just impartial observers on police action and people who are in the crowd and that kind of thing. I do have to give credit to the two police last night because they did allow us to, didn't necessarily escort us out of that church last night as Bianca was taking tear gas, as we were in there, and some of my other colleagues from the media, but they did provide us a safe way out of that church. As those rocks were being thrown up toward us, and it was just one of those situations where we were grateful for the actions of the police department last night to get us out there. At the same time, though, we are there to make sure that those police actions, don't necessarily go overboard toward protesters and that kind of thing too. I think we had a solid working relationship with the police last night. They definitely gave us updates every hour on what action they were taking, that kind of thing. And then we're also going to keep them accountable, right? So they're reviewing the actions that they took, and we're going to make sure that we hold police accountable and we hold everybody accountable to exactly what happened last night.
Well, Matt Fleener from Channel 9, you and Bianca both did a great job last night. Really great job digging in there and covering the story, and we appreciate your help.
You bet. Thank you guys for having me on, and stay safe the rest of the week.
You do the same. Too. Yeah, it's always great talking to you, Matt. Thanks.
Yeah, really good perspective on the course of the day. We keep using that term evolution of the day because it really feels like we had one day before 8 p.m. and another day that happened after 8 p.m. So thanks a lot to Matt. All right, we'll have more coming up next. It's 11:16 here on KMBZ.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.